Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ. 1. Week 2. Christ as the one with the heavenly ruled deeds, our shepherd, our rest, and the sower. Monday, related verses. Matthew 9, verses 20 through 22. And behold, a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years approached from behind and touched the fringe of his garment. For she said within herself, "If only I touch his garment, I will be healed." And Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, "Take courage, daughter. Your faith has healed you." And the woman was healed from that hour. Numbers 15, verses 38 through 40. Speak to the children of Israel and tell them to make for themselves fringes on the borders of their garments throughout their generations and to put on the fringe of each border a cord of blue. And it shall be a fringe for you, so that when you see it, you will remember all the commandments of Jehovah and do them, so that you do not seek after your own heart and your own eyes, according to which you committed fornication, and that you shall remember and do all my commandments and be holy to your God. Matthew 14, verse 36. And they begged him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment, and as many as touched were completely healed. Luke 8, verses 45 through 48. And Jesus said, "Who is the one who touched me?" And when all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the crowds are pressing and crushing you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me, for I perceived that power had gone out from me." And when the woman saw that she had not escaped notice, she came trembling and fell down before him, and declared before all the people the reason why she had touched him, and how she had been instantly healed. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking away unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. Related reading. In Matthew 9, verses 20 through 22, Christ is revealed as the one with heavenly ruled deeds, the fringe of his garment. According to Numbers 15, verses 38 through 40, Israelite males had to wear a blue fringe on their garments, a ribbon in the color of blue. Blue signifies heavenliness. This meant that their lives, their walk, were restricted by heavenly limitation. They were ruled, governed, and restricted by heavenly regulations. Garments signify virtue and human behavior. The Lord's garments signify his perfect behavior and his humanity, his human virtuous perfection. In the human virtue of the Lord Jesus, there was healing power. Therefore, when the sick woman touched the fringe of his garment, the power of his virtue went out to her, and she was healed. Out of Christ's heavenly ruled deeds comes the virtue that becomes the healing power. To touch the fringe of the Lord's garment was to touch the Lord himself in his humanity, in which God was embodied. By such a touch, his divine power was transfused into the touching one through the perfection of his humanity, and became her healing. God, who dwells in unapproachable light, became touchable in Christ through his humanity for her salvation and enjoyment. As a pleasant person, Christ is the one with healing power and the beauty of his human virtues. We who believe in him, love him, and read his word have been healed by his human virtue. The more we contact him in prayer, the more we are healed. As we see Christ and his heavenly ruled deeds and activities and contact him, we are healed, transformed. This is our experience when we touch the fringe of the Lord's garment. This fringe is the totality of all the Lord's human virtues, and this totality issues in healing power. In this healing power, there is a transforming element that changes our character. This woman was healed through faith. Today, the faith through which we are healed is a faith that is infused into us by Christ's attractiveness as we behold him. The woman said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be healed." And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was cured of the affliction. Sickness is an oppression exercised over the sick by the devil. Hence, the slave savior's healing was a saving service rendered to the suffering victim so that she might enjoy relief and release from the evil one's oppression. Because a crowd was pressing upon the slave savior, it was difficult for the genuine seekers to touch him. Nevertheless, this woman found a way to touch him, and when she did so, she was healed. The Lord had the inner sense that his virtue, his power, had gone out of him and had been transfused into someone else. This was the reason he asked who it was that had touched his garments. The pressing crowd received nothing from the Savior, but the woman who touched him was healed. Her disease signifies the leaking out of life. From the time of man's fall, every descendant of Adam has been sick in this way. As fallen sinners, we all are afflicted with the leaking out of our life essence. Because of this affliction, every descendant of Adam, every fallen sinner, is dying day by day. If you consider today's society, you will realize that with every sinful person, there is the illness of the leaking out of the life essence.